accomplish in my life, I realize that I need the Lord. If you need the Lord tonight, if you just look to the hills from whence cometh your help comes from the Lord.
I need you like the ocean needs the water, or it will run dry. I need you like the many stars above needs the setting of the sky. I need you like tomorrow needs the hours of today to pass by. Lord, I need you more than ever, so hear my humble cry. I need the all. I need thee. Every hour I need thee. To thee, I need thee in the morning when from evening's rest I wake. I need you to direct my path in every step I take. I need you, Lord, to keep me. I need your mercy and your grace. Yes, I need you more than ever. You promise never to forsake. I wish somebody would help me right through here. Say, I need the me.
God did.
God did.
Yes, he did.
Oh, yes, he did.
Oh, everything. the man it is who died for me and set me free. Tell me what kind of man it is who died for me and set me free. What kind of man is this who will leave his heavenly home and come down to give his life a sacrifice just to save her?
He gave us love. Come on, clap your hands and give the Lord some praise. I want to tell you a little story. There was an old mother who lived in New Orleans who was displaced by Hurricane Katrina. She lost everything that she had, her home, car, family. And when they evacuated her, they sent her to a shelter between New Orleans and Baton Rouge. And while she sat there on a cot that they had provided for her, she had been without food and water and the necessities, and she began to cry. She started to shed tears. But while she was crying, she thought on the goodness of the Lord. And she started singing this little song. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Come on, help me say that. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I need some help.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Come on, lift your voice and say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Come on. Jesus, Jesus. Well, a young man walked up to her and said, Mother, why are you calling on Jesus? Shouldn't you be calling on FEMA? Shouldn't you be calling on the Red Cross, Salvation Army? Or better yet, shouldn't you be calling on President Bush and Cheney and those? And she said, son, you don't understand. There's a reason why I'm calling on that name. Because Jesus, that's the name that's above every name. And she said, there's a reason why I'm calling on that name, Jesus. And you know what she told that young boy? She said, come here, let me tell you why I call on that name. Savior, Savior, Savior. Come on, help me say that.
Savior, Savior, Savior.
Anybody know him as the Savior?
Savior, Savior, Savior.
What's his name?
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Come on, help me say Savior.
Savior, Savior, Savior.
Everybody lift your voice. Savior. Oh, he's a Savior.
Savior, Savior, Savior.
What's his name? Yeah.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Well, about that time, the paramedics was rushing by with a stretcher. They had an old man on the stretcher that had a seizure because he couldn't get his medication and his prescription. And she stopped him and said, where are you taking this man? They said, we're trying to get him over to the triage unit and get him some medical attention. She said, let me look at him. And while she was looking at the old man, a young girl came up with a baby in her arm, and the baby had a fever. She said, let me look at the baby too. And the young boy said, why you want to look at these folk? Why you want to look at these folk? You know what she told him? Healer, healer, healer. That's what the old mother said.
Healer, healer, healer.
I wish y'all would help me say that up in here. Come on.
Healer, healer, healer.
What's his name?
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Anybody know him as a healer? Come on.
Healer, healer, healer.
Why don't you wave your hand and say healer?
Healer, healer, healer.
Yeah, he's a healer. What's the Lord's name?
Jesus, Jesus.
Well, about that time, there was a big commotion over by the exit door. Folks was rushing over to the exit door to see what was going on. They was making a lot of noise, and somebody sent a note and it said there were 3 tractor trailers out there with food, water, and medicine, and mother started to really cry now. She really lost it now. And then somebody else sent another note, said there were 2 more tractor trailers that just showed up with dry clothes and Pampers and all the other stuff that they needed. And mother just lost it. She just started boo-hooing all over the place. And the young boy walked up to mother and said, "Mother, why are you crying now? You ought to be rejoicing. You ought to be shouting and rejoicing. Why are you crying now?" She said, "Son, once again, you don't understand." You know what she told him? She lifted up her hand. She said, "Thank you, thank you, thank you." Come on, y'all, help me here. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Anybody want to tell him thank you? Hey, what's his name? Jesus, Jesus. He's a strong tower. He's a shelter in a time of storm. Be there when things go wrong, yeah.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Reverend Timothy Wright and the New York Fellowship Mass Choir. Hey, I want to say hello and good afternoon to my great friend, Brother Joe Mays and his lovely wife, Sister Teresa Mays. They're traveling through Georgia right now, and I really appreciate that. They called me from the car, man. Wow, in the meantime, I also want to say hello to my other friends down there in Savannah, Georgia, Margareta and James Smith, and also Marvia, I'm sorry, Kettles in Savannah. I really appreciate every time you guys let me know that you're listening. It is about us, right? It's about you. I want to make sure that our audience around the globe, you are enjoying this great gospel music coming to you each and every Sunday from Studio W, the Buzz Network. And you can check us out all day long, studiowbuzz.com, studiowbuzz.com, and for our international audience, just simply type in studiow.buzz. You can be in Europe, UK, anywhere over there, all right? And the app, just download from your Apple App Store, studio.w. Android is simply Studio W. We're also available on Alexa. And Sister Teresa Mays, this one is for you, "Depending on You" by the Canton Spirituals. Enjoy, everyone.
Went to the hospital a few weeks before Daddy passed away. Daddy said, "Son, I want to talk to you." He said, "First thing I want you to know is I'm proud of you." He said, "You carried me all over the country. If I needed some water, you were there. If I needed some food, you were there." He said, "I'm proud of you." And he said, "As long as you live, I'll never die." He said, "You walk like me, you act like me, you look like me." He said, "But I got something I want you to do." I said, "What is that, Daddy?" This is what Daddy told me. He said, "Son, I'm depending on you to pull the family through. I'm depending on you to pull the family through. I'm depending on you." like I've always done. The reason I want you to do this, hallelujah, because you are my only son. He said, boy, I married your mama. I was only 15. And he said, all of your mama life, she always depend on me. But I'm depending on you to pull family through. I'm depending on you to pull family through. That's what Daddy told me. I'm depending on you to pull family through. I'm depending on you to pull family through. He said, in my dying hour, I don't want none of y'all to cry. Amen. He said, y'all don't even have to wipe the tears from my eyes. He said, I don't want you in the cat spirit to be walking around with your head hung down. He said, every time y'all boys get on the floor, I want you to say, I tell the power come down.
I'm depending on you to pull the family through. I'm depending on you to pull the family.
Oh, hallelujah. Help me tonight, Lord. Help me tonight, Lord.
I'm depending on you to pull the family through.
When I walked away, I felt like weight. How many of y'all ever had weight? Anybody ever had weight? Anybody ever had weight on your shoulder? I walked away from the hospital and I went home and I picked up my Bible. And I read where I said, let not thyself be troubled. And I also read where I said, look to the hill for which cometh your help. All of my help come from the Lord. And I get down on my knees. I get down on my knees. I get down on my knees. I didn't waste no time. I got down on my knees. I got all the way down on my knees. And I took up the word help and I said, Jesus, I'm counting on you. I ain't got nobody else. And when I got up, y'all, I just pulled up my arms and said, I'm depending on you. Depending on Jesus. How many really depending on Jesus? How many really depending on Jesus? If you depending on it, raise your hand. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Raise your hand.
Thank you.
there got a family depending on you.
Are you depending on you?
How many out there got somebody that's depending on you? Where are you tonight? You can't make it by yourself. You can't carry it low by yourself. You got to look up. You got to look up. You ought to look up right now. You ought to look up right now and say, Jesus, 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 Jesus. You're all I have. You're all I have. I ain't got no dollars.
Depending on you, the Canton Spirituals. Thank you so much, Sister Teresa Mays, for sending that in. And so happy and so proud to play that for you. And Brother Mays, I think you asked me about this one other time when you sent in. Correct me if I'm wrong. This is Shirley Caesar, Faded Rose. I played an excerpt earlier today. It's a good song.
You know, all too soon, seemingly our children grow up overnight. They get married, some of them go to college. They move away from home to New York and Chicago and other places. But the saddest thing about it is that they forget that they have a darling mother back home. So it is I'm thinking about a young man who left and moved away to Germany. And while he was there, he was critically wounded, so much so that the doctor said that he never would walk again. He had braces on his legs, and another sad thing happened to that young man. He lost his mother, and the family tried to get in touch with him, but to no avail. And finally we see that young man standing with braces on his legs before a fresh grave, with one faded rose in his hand. And as he began to drop the petals from the rose on that grave, he began to talk to his mother. These are some of the words that he was saying to his mother. Mama, I try to give you flowers every now and then. Yeah, yes, I did. If I had $1 million, I'd line your grave with gold. Fine car. They got out and they put their arms about his shoulder. One of the sisters said, "Brother, don't cry. Said, you know we did all we could to get in touch with you. But one thing I did, I knew that you would be pleased with. I took my diamond ring and I placed it on Mama's finger." And another sister said, "Brother, so do you remember that fur coat that I had? Draped it about Mama's shoulder, but the young man standing there crying couldn't think about diamonds and furs. All he could think of was that the best friend he had was gone. And with a few more petals left on that rose, he continued to drop them on the grave, and he said to his mother,
diamond rings,
diamond rings.
to give you a flower every night and day.
Faded Rose. Oh, that is Shirley Caesar. Hey, I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the Gospel Explosion coming to you each and every Sunday. We get started a little early, okay? We get started at 10 a.m. right here on the East Coast, 7 a.m. on the West. So when you're getting ready for church, you can get up and listen to some good old foot stomping gospel music. Coming up right after this next song, our featured program, which is Hope is Alive. That's right. We have Deacon Hogan, who's going to lead us off in prayer. Reverend Chambers is going to bring the live message, and Reverend Floyd Martin will give you the invitation to discipleship. And then at the very end, I get the pleasure of speaking to Dr. Michael and Drew Owens. In the meantime, folks, just enjoy. Coming up right after this, Hope is Alive. Precious Lord.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I'm tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious.
Shall we pray? Our Father who art in heaven, our Lord, King of kings, our sovereign Lord and Savior, we praise you for who you are. We bless your holy name. Father, we give you reverence and honor. And we look at your divine authority and we heed to it. We thank you for your patience and your goodness and for your love and for your grace and mercy you've shown us. Lord, we come to you as humbly as we know how, just say thanking you and asking us to forgive us for the sins that we've committed, known and unbeknownst to us. We thank you for your protection and your provisions, watching over us, Father, and night and day and throughout our daily dealings and our journeys, Father. We thank you for our health and strength of our soul and our body, and you are our hope. You are our strength, Father. You are everything, Lord. We thank you for blessing our children. We ask you to continue to watch over them and keep them, Father. Father, as you said, that you raise them up properly, Father, and they won't depart. They will come back. They will come back and give you all praises. And we're doing what you tell us to do. We're bringing them up in your word. Lord, we thank you for all churches that are open in your name. We ask you to bless them, Father. Oh, we bless all the preachers and our pastor, and especially when all preachers who proclaim your word, Lord. We say thank you, and we remember those who are sick and shut in. Father, we ask you to touch their bodies and give them rays of hope, Father, so they may come back and on saying and on and what must I do, Father, to give you praise and testimony for how good you are. Remember those, Father, who have lost loved ones that are grieving and don't know how to turn their lives around. Open up their hearts, comfort them, have them understand, Father, that we all have to cross that barrier one day, Lord. But the most important thing is that we, too, must have our lives together grounded in you. Father, during this season, we ask us to not only this season, but continue to open up our hearts and soften our hearts to look at those that are less fortunate than us so that we may have a spirit of giving, Father, not just this season, but all throughout, Father. You say the poor will be with us always, Father, but we will always have the rich, too. So, Father, we just say touch our hearts so we can be more loving than what we are. Father, we just say thank you. Most of all, we thank you, Father, for the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ, Father, who made this season all possible. We thank you, Father, for the death, burial, and resurrection of him. For without it, Father, we cannot have been saved. We thank you for giving us that holy sacrificed lamb, Father. Father, we just say thank you. Most of all, we thank you for your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who died on Calvary for the remission of our sins, Father. And now he still sits at your right hand interceding for us. And we say thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 and will.